Well, this week, many of us gathering around the table to share Christmas dinner. And while we celebrate the day and being with family, holiday dinners are also a good time to share your farm's history with younger generations. And Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers joins me now with more. And boy, you've got plenty of those memories, I know, Commissioner.
You know, if you are a livestock farmer, dairy cow and a chicken doesn't know Christmas from October 12th. So it's always fascinating to think about that and some of the things we've had to do on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and last night at candlelight service at church. Just always special with all the holiday decorations and just a special time. And you're right, just to spend it with family. And now, hard to believe, three generations of my family with our two little granddaughters, and doesn't get much better than seeing Christmas through the eyes of a three-year-old, I'll tell you that.
Yes, absolutely. And now this year you celebrated Christmas a little bit early, and you had some friends in high places, I understand.
Well, I don't know how we got caught up in all of that, but you are right. We were fortunate enough to be invited to the White House for a Christmas reception Monday the 17th. Then we went in, got a little work done that day, and visited with some friends at USDA about some changes coming into hemp law, of all things, and some of the programs that we've taken over around emergency food purchases and things like that. So a good afternoon of visits at USDA, and then that night had the privilege of accompanying Secretary Perdue and his wife Mary to the White House to enjoy quite a festive occasion. They can really do it upright. Before your listeners wondered, no, we did not get to see our host. I guess President Trump was tied up with other things, so we just had to enjoy ourselves with plenty of food and the decorations. So maybe next year we'll get a visit with him.
All right. Well, very good. Well, I know it. Whether you get a chance to see the president or not, Christmas is always special, a time for getting together with family and friends, and it's a wonderful day all the way around, and I hope that everybody gets to enjoy it. And so, Commissioner, wish a very Merry Christmas to you and yours on this Christmas Day 2018.
Well, thank you, Mike, and I do wish a Merry Christmas to all the listeners, and hope they really appreciate the real reason that we celebrate Christmas.
Amen. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Southern Farm Network.